Hi and welcome to a new episode of German Hacks. I'm your host, Kirsten Winkler. This is the second episode about hacking colloquial German language, or Umgangssprache, as we call it in German. Funny is the fact that the speakers of Umgangssprache don't actually call it like that, as to them it's simply the way they speak on a daily basis. So today let's have a look at the different forms of colloquial German and slang, and who are the people who speak these. First, I'd like to talk about Anglizismen. Anglizismen. Anglizismen refer to the influence of English on German and other languages as well, of course. People who see this influence as a negative thing call this combination of German and English Denglisch. Denglisch. Most funny in this group are the so-called Scheinanglizismen. Scheinanglizismen. These are words that Germans believe to be actual English words, but when said to a native English speaker, he or she won't understand, or at least uses the word in a very different way. True classic is the noun das Handy. Das Handy, which is a cell phone or mobile phone, whereas the English handy, so the adjective handy, something that is handy, translates to praktisch or also bequem in German. Praktisch, bequem. Another one I like is how Germans use peeling. Again, that's a noun, das peeling, which is exfoliation to us or also used for body scrub. Peeling. A good part of the German population now also translates the English it makes sense, so the phrase it makes sense, with es macht Sinn, instead of the correct German es hat Sinn. Es hat Sinn. So we switched the verb from haben to machen, so from have to make. Germans also like to use job titles of English origin these days, such as facility manager instead of the simple, or maybe too simple, Hausmeister. Hausmeister. Or key account manager for Betreuer wichtiger Kunden. A third example in this group are verbs of English origin that we now use in German as if they were German and have never been anything else than a German word. Let's take the verb to check. In German, checken. Checken. As you can see, we simply add our usual German en ending to the verb and would then also conjugate in the traditional way. For instance, ich checke, du checkst, er sie es checkt, and so on. And that's how an English verb becomes a German one. Its meaning remains almost unchanged, and I talk about the verb a little bit later on in our second part about Jugendsprache. Jugendsprache. Jugendsprache is the mostly oral way how teenagers or young people of different age groups express themselves. The influence of English here is dominant as well, which is, for instance, represented by the omnipresent cool that German teens like to add in almost any sentence. Moreover, Jugendsprache is pretty explicit. It exaggerates, provokes, and is also ironic. So, without really having a function in a sentence, German teenagers constantly use the term und so, which I would roughly translate by you know, instead of the literal and so. Also, irgendwie, irgendwie, somehow or somewhat is pretty popular. Irgendwie can then be combined with other words to express both positive and negative things. Examples that come to mind are terms like irgendwie schön, irgendwie cool, or also irgendwie scheiße. And the individual translation of irgendwie in combination with another word then depends very much on the context. So, coming back to the verb checken I mentioned earlier in this podcast, it's a favorite of German teens and can be used in various ways. As a question, for example, in class, checkst du das? Do you understand what we have to do? Do you understand the exercise? What's it about? Checkst du das? As a recommendation, using the imperative, check das mal, check das mal. Or also as an insult, which is a newly created word on its own, Nullchecker. Nullchecker, which describes a person that doesn't understand anything. Lastly, teens create also their own words, as mentioned in Nullchecker already, some of which are hard to understand and need an explanation, but others quickly make their entrance into normal Umgangssprache. So an example for that is Ego-Surfen, which describes the action of looking up your name on the internet. Ego-Surfen. And Fail, or Epic Fail, which is of course a big mistake or failure. And that's it for today's episode of German Hacks. Next time we are going to hack German grammar again. That should be fun. You can download this episode and all previous episodes of German Hacks on iTunes or via fairlanguages.com. Until then, tschüss, bye bye.